Why is it so many people are not free from sin? Turn with me to John chapter 8. It's a very interesting verse. John chapter 8 and verse 32. John 8:32. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I'll tell you how this word helped me as a young man. When I was converted, I came out of what is called the Orthodox, Syrian Orthodox Church. They pray for Mary, they baptize babies, and pray for the dead and all that. And I came out of that church, and I accepted Christ. I took 1.5 years for me to break free from that slavery to infant baptism and get baptized. But I decided I'm going to be baptized, because every time I knelt down to pray, the Lord said, "You're not listening to me, why should I listen to you?" I saw in the Bible, nobody was baptized as a child. And yet the entire Orthodox Church was baptizing children, completely disobeying God's word. He said, as it were spitting in the face of Jesus, "I know you said be baptized, but I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to what my priest says." Imagine telling Jesus that. That's what I was doing after I accepted Christ. Literally spitting in his face, saying, "I'll accept what the priests tell me, not what you say." And what had happened? And God was very merciful to me. He didn't send me to hell for that. He just stopped answering my prayers. I knelt down and the Lord said, "You're not listening to me. Why should I listen to you?" Till I got so fed up. I said, "I don't care what happens. I don't care which church throws me out. I'm going to get baptized." And sure enough, when I got baptized, let me give you my testimony. All those 1.5 years after I accepted the Lord and I did not take baptism, I did not grow spiritually. I was in the kindergarten when I started. Years later, I was still in the kindergarten. But when I took baptism, I suddenly shot forward. Not because of baptism, but because I obeyed God. And any step of obedience you take, it'll make you shoot forward, whether it's baptism or anything else. God asked me to set certain things right in my life. I cheated other people. I give the money back. I shot forward. Any step of obedience. So John 8:32 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." So when I was a young Christian, after I became a Christian, I said, "Lord, there are so many churches here, all holding the Bible, born again churches, Brethren, Pentecostal, Baptist, Methodist, many of them preaching the new birth, different varieties of Pentecostal, like different, you know, the different varieties of tea you get. There are different varieties of Pentecostal churches. You can pick your choice." And I said, "Which of these shall I go to?" I tried this church, that church. I went to many churches. This is the verse that helped me. "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free from what?" Not free. I mean, in India, we were free from the British rule. It's not that type of freedom. That's what these people said in verse 33. "We are not enslaved to anybody. We are free." And Jesus said in verse 34, "If you commit sin, you are not free." So what type of freedom is he talking about? Not independence of the country from other countries. Freedom from sin. Verse 34. "If you commit sin, you're a slave to sin." And when I say the truth will make you free, it means you'll be free from sin. Ah. Then I could find out which church is preaching the truth. I'd go to this church and listen to the preaching there. It didn't make me free from sin. There were gossipers, backbiters, and all types of people sitting there. And they made me like that. I go to another church and they're talking about something else. They're talking about Israel or talking about millennium and so many other things, but I'm still defeated by sin. Maybe what they're preaching is all right, but another church I go, it's all psychology. You know, human psychology. And there are many Christian preachers who don't talk radically against sin. They just be nice to everybody and, you know, treat your cat nicely and your dog nicely and be nice to everyone and help people and help the widows and bring them along to church and do something good like that. Yeah, but I'm still defeated by sin. All these things are good. I'm not saying you shouldn't be nice to your cat or dog. Go right ahead and do that. But if you're defeated by sin, brother, all that is no use. It's just psychology. I said, I want to go where the preaching makes me free from sin. That is the truth. It's a narrow way. I agree that not many churches that do that. But I want to be in such churches all my life. The truth that will set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know, we go where we look for a church which will satisfy our need. Supposing you're greatly interested in music. You go to a church where the music is great. Especially if they got these some special type of lights, I forget the names, strobe lights or something, all over the platform. And it's like these rock musicians. And they also stand like this. They don't all stand in line. One will be here, one will be here, one will be here with different instruments. Exactly like the way rock musicians have their programs. And some people like that. They say, we have a wonderful time. But they go home and they divorce their wives and it doesn't matter. We go to this church. Pastor himself is probably divorced. What all is going on today in the name of Christ? And then some people like a very eloquent message which stirs them. Oh, what wonderful thoughts are. Some people like a pastor who's a joker, just makes fun all the time and laugh, makes them laugh from beginning to end. You need to find a church where you'll be free from sin. You shall know the truth. The truth will set you free from sin. So that's where I discovered. Now I know which church to join. They're all talking about the truth. But the real truth is that it will free me from sin, which challenges me to give up the smallest sin in my life. Don't you want to be treated by a doctor who hates disease 100%? I mean, if your child is sick, let's say, the love of a mother for a child is the greatest love there is in the world. I say that because God said it in Isaiah 49:15. If a mother forgets her child, sucking child, then I'll forget you, but I won't. When God wanted to speak about his love, he did not take to Hollywood lovers. He talked about a mother loving his child. That's how God loves us. And take a mother's love for his child. Supposing your child has got 10 sicknesses. Would you be happy if 8 of them are cured? Much better, 80% healthy. You'd still be concerned about the other 20%. Which mother will not be concerned? We want to be completely free of sickness in our children. What about sin? What about sin in your children? What about sin in your life? Do you take it lightly? I never want to take it lightly. To me, the people in the church which I have responsibility for, they are my children. They're all my children. I don't want to see sin in their life. I don't want to scold them for it, but I want to show them how to escape it. There's a narrow way by which you can escape from sin. The devil may be this side and that side, but he can't touch you. Like I told you, those lions are chained. There's a way through them. Without sinning, you can go through. The truth will set you free. So that's the first thing I want you to see. Choose a church where the message will challenge you to be free from sin.